Well, they're one of the animal kingdom's most awe-inspiring predators. But a report by Canadian scientists shows polar bears could be all but extinct by the end of the century. As climate change shrinks the amount of ice covering the Arctic each year, the hunting ground for polar bears is disappearing. But the new modelling does provide one glimmer of hope. If humans take action now to cut emissions, far more of the famous white bears will be left with enough ice to survive. David Sparks has more.
Canadian Peter Molnar has been studying polar bears for 17 years, and he says they're a remarkable creature.
So polar bears are living in an extremely harsh environment. They are making do in extremely cold winters. They are spending most of their time walking on the sea ice and catching their staple diet, which is seals.
But if you take away that sea ice, you take away their food. Assistant Professor Molnar is a biologist at the University of Toronto, Scarborough, and he's part of a team that's modelled the impact of climate change on polar bears.
What we have done is essentially ask, how long can a bear go without food if the ice disappears before it runs out of energy? If you're a mom, to produce enough milk for your cubs so that they can survive, or if you're talking an adult bear that is by itself, just simply how long can you go before you starve to death?
The team calculated the outcomes of two different scenarios. The first followed a model in which humans continue producing emissions at the current rate.
If you look at that, then chances are very high that you will lose every single polar bear population in the world by the end of the century, with the possible exception of one population in the very high Arctic.
That's an alarming finding, but there is some good news. The second model worked with a scenario where humans manage to reduce emissions and temperature rises are limited to around 2.3 degrees.
Then you would unfortunately still see some polar bear populations become extinct before the end of the century, particularly those at the southern edge of their range. But for the northern population, you're essentially giving them a larger chance to survive. If we change our behavior, there's still a chance. But our track record hasn't exactly been good, and we have to do a lot better than we have in the past if we want to avoid the worst impacts of climate change.
Dr. Emily Mayer at the University of Tasmania is an expert on the impact of climate change at both the North and South Poles. She says what happens in the Arctic has ramifications around the globe.
There is something called the Arctic amplification, which is that at the poles, actually, the change is faster. So the Arctic is warming about three times faster than the rest of the world.
The study is published today in the journal Nature Climate Change.
David Sparks.